Now that President Bush has authorized limited federal funding for embryonic stem cell research, the administration is hoping to find general support for that policy. But since the announcement, more and more questions are emerging about exactly what kind of research Mr. Bush has in mind. NPR's Julie Rovner has this report.
At an hour-long briefing Friday from the president's ranch in Texas, top aide Karen Hughes told reporters the president, after months of wrestling, is satisfied with the direction he's decided to take.
He feels that he made the right ethical decision in permitting research to go forward to serve a great public good without crossing the fundamental moral line of having government sanction the destruction of additional human embryos.
In a nationally televised speech Thursday night, Mr. Bush said he's decided that the federal government should fund research using embryonic stem cells that have already been extracted from embryos. But it will not allow funding of experiments on cells or cell lines created from now on. At a separate briefing at the National Institutes of Health, Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson told reporters that his department is ready to move forward under the president's constraints.
The more than 60 stem cell lines are diverse, they're robust, and they're viable for research. And they spread out over 5 countries and 3 continents. And we have great confidence that these existing lines will provide for very effective and productive research.
But researchers aren't so sure. John Gearhart of Johns Hopkins University, one of the nation's leading stem cell researchers, says he's skeptical.
There may be cell lines out there, but I would certainly like to see the validation of the claims that these represent, you know, bona fide embryonic stem cell lines.
Gearhart also says that the research will be slowed considerably unless the federal government steps in a more major way.
Clearly, if you look at in the biomedical research area in this country, it's really been through the NIH that our advances have come through the peer review system of, and federal grants. And I don't know that the biotech companies are that interested in this at this point of, you know, dumping the millions and millions and millions of dollars into this.
But while the president's decision doesn't go far enough for many in the research community, it goes too far for many who say any use of cells from human embryos is too much. While some groups who oppose embryo research said Thursday night that the decision could have been worse, that's not the position of the Catholic Church.
As long as some of us are left alive, it's never as bad as it could be.
Richard Dorflinger is with the National Conference of Catholic Bishops. He says he thinks the president made a mistake by allowing any research funding at all.
The president has lost some of the moral high ground he had for objecting to broader research. And obviously, what he's tried to do, I think very sincerely and conscientiously, I'm not saying he was trying to go out there and do evil, but I think he's going to find it a difficult line to hold on to, and his opponents in Congress are already sort of sharpening the knives to carve out a policy that goes a lot farther.
But bioethicist Daniel Callahan, who met with Mr. Bush during the deliberations, said the president chose about the only compromise available.
There was a famous Yale football coach, Herman Hickman, whose teams always lost, and he said, well, the trick was to keep the alumni sullen but not mutinous. And I think, well, that's exactly what you want, the compromise. Nobody's going to like it, but they may in fact be able to live with it reasonably well.
And whether both sides decide to live with the decision reasonably well, or whether they try to get Congress to change it, will help determine whether the president's decision in the long run gets him out of a difficult political jam or just into a different one. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.